Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw sitting in for John Chuckery on Christmas Eve 2020. Thanks for being with me, and thank you for being with us throughout this year. The time we went without sports, and then sports has returned, and we thank our listeners for being there with us. And season's greetings, wishing all the best to you and yours this holiday season. A safe and happy holiday season is what we want. My goodness, we talk about different sports. We talked about football. We talked about the basketball some. But baseball is right around the corner, and they gave us so much excitement talking about the Braves this year, you know, getting into the NLCS, which I predicted they would this year. I will talk a little later what I think will be in the bag for the Braves in 2021. But a guy who has a very unique perspective when it comes to the Braves, because of what he gets to do at the seventh inning stretch, is Timothy Miller. And he joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Timothy, happy Christmas Eve to you and your family.
Hey, Sam, absolutely. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas Eve to you and your family as well.
Merry Christmas. How in the world has this year been for you and for your family? Obviously, it's been a challenge for all of us, but thoughts about what it's been for you?
Oh, sure. I tell people all the time, I'm right in the same boat with everybody else. I've been, you know, the kids have been in and out of school. You know, we've been quarantined, you know, more than we'd like to. And, you know, it's just been, you know, it's been crazy. So, you know, the only way we're going to get through this is together. So I can't complain. I'm in the same boat with everybody else and just, you know, ready for this to be behind us so we can, you know, get out and celebrate a little bit.
Sundays at Braves games are always special, but it's special at the seventh inning, what you get to do. And it doesn't matter if it's cool or if it's hot, you're going to emerge and take your place on the field, all decked out in your tux. What was it like once the game started and you were able to go, but no fans?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, first of all, happy that they called me to even come down to just kind of bring a little bit of normal to the folks who were there. But it was, it was definitely not what we're used to. And, you know, other people have commented on that, you know, especially basketball, you know, and baseball. It feels more like scrimmages than actual games. But, I guess the biggest thing is, you know, for the guys, especially some guys feed off that energy from the crowd, and, you know, that probably affects them, you know, a little bit more than anybody else. But, once you step between the white lines, you know, baseball is baseball, basketball is basketball, football is football. And so it's those guys competed, and they gave it their all. So I was just happy to be a part.
A big part of it. And what a season, Timothy. Once things got going, what a season. The Braves get to the NLCS, and we were up 3-1. I'm going to talk about the fact we were up 3-1 on Dodgers. But the fact that they played so well to get there, and Freddie's the MVP. I mean, what a tremendous season they were able to have.
Absolutely. You know, you gotta take advantage of those moments when you get them, because, you know, next season isn't promised, as we know. So so they definitely threw their chips on the table and made a run at it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Folks, we're spending some time with Timothy Miller. The Tenor Lion, as you follow him on Twitter, he is social at Tenor Lion. And, of course, he sings the seventh inning stretch. But you sing other places. Usually this time of year, you're pretty busy, Timothy.
Oh, man, listen, this is if there's one COVID blessing, it's that I'm, you know, sitting in my own house with my own family for Christmas Eve. And so I'm usually by this time on my fourth or fifth, a gig on Christmas Eve. And so I'm very happy to be here with my wife and my two kids. And they're actually here in the room with candles lit and ready to go.
Oh, now that's quite a sight. That is quite a sight. We'd hope that through this evening tonight, we've had the kind of show that people would gather their families around the radio because it's, first of all, it's cold outside. We had snow flurries during the day, but just in this time when people are not moving around and Christmas quarantine, a lot of people are going to be sheltered in place. We felt like it would be great to have a show like this tonight to talk about some sports and but also to have some of the things that make us feel like Christmas. And so we think about you, your tremendous gift that you share with us, people who've heard you sing at a number of events around the city. It is a tremendous gift. The number of things that we miss also. I mean, you're a Morehouse man. We usually have that big concert with the Morehouse Spelman Glee Club.
That's right.
So that's something else we missed out on this year. So hopefully those things will be back next year in time for the holidays. But for tonight, just for tonight, I wanted you to do something very special for us, and you consented to do it, and we really do appreciate it. Silent Night. This song have a special meaning for you or something? Is there a special story or somewhere you sang it before and it was special?
Well, it's just, I've been, so many places, and typically on Christmas Eve, the last thing I sing is Silent Night, you know, wherever I am. And oftentimes it's candle lit, you know, in a church somewhere or in a sanctuary. And Silent Night a cappella is the last thing we sing, and we blow out the candles, and that's my ultimate sign that Christmas is upon us.
Well, folks, he's here with us tonight on Christmas Eve 2020 for our very special show, and we're going to let him come in his own way. Timothy Miller, the Tenor Lion, the Brave seventh inning stretch, going to join us now with this rendition of Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin Mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly redeeming
the impeccable voice of Timothy Miller joining us here on Christmas Eve 2020. Timothy, thank you so much for coming through and blessing us with that tonight here on Christmas Eve on our show. That really sets the tone. And like you said, when you sing that song, the candles go out and you say, "Hey, Christmas is here." And that's how we feel. What's the day going to be like for you guys tomorrow? You got a big day planned, or going to be home? You're not going down to Augusta, are you?
No, not going down to Augusta this year. We'll probably ride down to see the folks down in Augusta in a week or so. But we'll be here, you know, just nice inside and warm. We'll, you know, open up a few presents and, you know, enjoy the day.
Well, you just opened up a present for us with that rendition of Silent Night. We thank you. We look forward to and hearing your voice also makes us look forward to warmer temperatures. When the Braves get back to Truist Park, we look forward to seeing you. And hopefully some fans will be able to come out and watch the team play and hear you sing as well. That would make us know that things are getting back to normal, wouldn't it?
Amen, my friend. That'll put a big smile on my face.
That would. Timothy Miller, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Merry Christmas to you and your family. You guys stay safe and well.
Okay. All right, Sam. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
From
Timothy Miller and the Miller family, wish you a Merry Christmas. That's fantastic for him to have such a gift. And we've heard it so many times. Those of us who watch the Braves games, I've heard him use that gift and that talent. You know, it had to be strange for him to walk out usually in a sold out ballpark. And Bo, you're there. You're at the ballpark quite a bit. When he sings, you know, it had to be odd for him to walk out and sing at the seventh inning stretch with nobody there.
Yeah, that was it was kind of crazy. Actually, I talked to him a little bit, you know, about that, because I went to a few of the playoff games and some regular season games and just sat in the Battery for the regular season games. And you can hear Timothy from outside the stadium, and it's fantastic. That just gave me chills right there. That was great, man.
Yeah. He has a tremendous gift, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're super lucky as an organization. We are super lucky to have him.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Something like you don't get any other place around the major leagues to have him come out and sing at the seventh inning stretch, and for him to make time for us on a very special time, Christmas Eve, there with his entire family. They're joining in with us to give us Silent Night. That is fantastic. Well, folks, we know if you weren't with us earlier in our show, Big Hugh Douglas, you know, joined us and read that 'twas the night before Christmas. It was something we had talked about for a week. And when I asked him if he would do it originally, I wasn't sure. And he like right away said he'd do it. I know a lot of your coworkers and a lot of our friends, Sports Radio 929 The Game, may have been making a little fun at him. I think you did a tremendous job, and we're going to rerun that for you. A replay, radio replay is coming up next. You stay tuned. Big Hugh Douglas, 'twas the night before Christmas, here on Christmas Eve 2020. Sam Crenshaw sitting in for John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. We are available on the radio.com app for all of your smart devices.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.